Okay, I'm online. I'm recording. Let's see how it goes. Okay, so we are on Chav Dalet Amud Bey's last line, right? Hayulo Mos Stumim Yipul Ladava. So you have here is you had a guy who set aside the money for the, or in the case of our Mishnahs, where the woman makes a neder, it makes it to be a nazira, and then her husband's made for the neder, and she set aside the money. They set aside money for the karbanos. What do you do? The question over here is, though, is whether this is talking about our Mishnah, or it's talking about the Mishnah that we just brought down in Mi'ilah. So if you look,
why?
What? Hayulmo Stumim. Right, the box says it's the Mishnah of Mi'ilah, right? With the, right, the Mishnah Mi'ilah we just brought down before was Hamafrish Mos on the Zirosov. The Ziroso. It has to do with the Girsa of how of we'll see in Tosos, but it has to do with it with just. Bottom line is, it doesn't make a difference. But Hayulmo Stumim Yiplu Mudava. So basically, you have these monies that set aside for a Asham and Ola, Shlomim and Ola and Achatos. And then the money, and the Mishnah says, okay, if it's Mos Stumim, then they can't doesn't bring the karbon. The money it all goes to an Adava, all goes to the Kates Mizbeach for an Ola. So Gemara asks, Balo Demei Chatos Moravim Behen. What are you talking about? The money was set aside for Achatos, and Tosus says, Ainach Anami can ask the question of Rosh Shlomim. How are you bringing all this money for an Ola for Kates Mizbeach if it's if there's Chatos money in there, if there's Shlomim money in there, right? Tosus says. Look, last Tosos. That's why you have to say it's a Mishnah. It's talking about the Gemara and Meila, not our Mishnah. It says, let's look at Tosos. He says, "Ve'ech yiflu l'nadava." How can this go to Nadava? V'aloha din da havi matzei la'suve halo d'me shlamim. You can also ask the question about shlamim. Why are you asking only d'me chatas? You can also ask the question that shlamim is mixed up inside. She'ein on kalil. That's shlamim is not fully burnt on Ozbeach, and the Ola is. He says, "Ve'ech yiplu nadava." How could this go to a nadava? La olas kates l'mizbeach tavi kula kolim. Right. So first, Tosfos is saying, "Why are you only asking for chatos?" And the Chanan, you can ask that shlamim is mixed up in there also. Ela dadifa parich mechatos. It's better for them to ask for chatos. She'enu klal barha krava la'achar misa, because the chatos is even more dissimilar to the ola. Because chatos achar misa, after you die, if the chatos one the chatos of mesos, it's gone. Right. So the money, which is golu yam melech azio. If the Tosaf is further up, he says, Hayulot Mos Stumim. You see that? He says, Hachi Garcino and Besvarim, Vahayulo. Vahayulo is the Mishnah of Mi'ila. Umashma the Kai Amafrish and the Ziroso, Timasechas Mi'ila, Meloa Masnis and the Hacha, which is the Hayulo Mos Stumim. Why? Why is he saying it that way? Venir the Kachlo Kashle Masnis and the Hacha, Mishum the Ikalo Ukme the Amr and the Ziros. Because she doesn't specify. She just says it's going to be for my Naziris. So our Mishnah, just for Naziris, there are three Karbanos it can be. So maybe it all goes to the Ola. It's just for Naziris. Because there he specifies it's going to be for all my Karbanos. So that's why the Bach makes it that it's going to be, the question is only being asked on the Mishnah Me'ila. Because if it's by our Mishnah, you won't have the question, because like you're saying, Mati, the woman didn't specify necessarily.
Correct, but that's why the Mishnah says our Mishnah. I just checked it up. It says Mos Stumim. It is Mos Stumim. We don't know what the money's for.
No, but did she say we don't know what the Mos Stumim means? We don't know which individual coin, which individual. Right, but we're saying, but our Mishnah could also be read where she doesn't even have three pockets to put it in yet. She just says a carbon for my Naziris. She doesn't take my carbonos. So if you say carbon, it's maybe it's just singular. So all the money can go for
money away in the kitty for
a.
We don't know what she's doing.
Right, but the Me'ila says he's putting away money for all three carbonos. That's why we're asking the question.
Yeah, it's way more complicated.
That's why the Gemara is asking on there. But that's why you can ask the question. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Valo." I think he has a note there also about what he has a note there about the gears. About the gears, right? "Valo d'mei chatos moravim behen." So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says. Halachi ibn Nazir. It's a halacha Moshe Misinai. Because there's a cause of a halacha Moshe Misinai that what? Halacha Misinai, Rashi says, the Mishnah says, Kach to hold the stumen hen, afa pi shemuravin hen yip l'nadava. Even though the chatos or shlomer are in there, halacha Moshe Misinai, it falls to, it goes to a nadava. Really, you can't. Can't or ask why. It's batal barov. Shouldn't it be batal barov?
So no,
it's no rove. Also, there's no rove. There's one, a third. Right, or you say it's a matbeya. Maybe matbeya is a davar chashev, and it's not batal anyway. Right, they ask the question; go always give an answer. All right, so that's what he says. It's halo d'mei chatos. Amar Rav Yochanan halachi ben Nazir. So Rish Lakish Amar. No, it's not. It's halach the Moshe Mishnai. It's actual pasuk. There's an actual pasuk. Reish Lachish Amar. The pasuk says L'chol Nidrayem U'L'chol Nidvosam. There's a. I don't have the full pasuk here. Where is it back here? I'm a white. So what carb? The Gemara is saying basically saying what carbon are they talking about there? We already have the list of all the carbonos and all the other parshios. Now we're saying the chol nidreim, the chol nidvosam. What are they talking about? Which carbon are they talking about? He says what? Right. So which carbon is going to an ola now? That's the question. And we listed all the carbonos already, right? So he says. He says, this is the Torah is telling you that Moser Neder, whatever is left over from a Neder, of which a Nazir is an example of a Neder, Moser Neder, Yihiel Nadava, turns into a Karbon Nadava. So it's not Halacha Moshe Mishnah. Now he has a Pasuk. Just look at Tosos, Rav Shimon Mein Lakish Omer, it's the second Tosos, but it's like, he says, V'chol Karbonos Nazir Ben Neder Heim Boim. They're all part of a Neder. Aideisha Nadur Ben Nadur, Vafilachatas. There's no reason this has to be talking about a Moser. It can't be talking about any other specific carbon because all those specific carbonos are already mentioned in the Torah. So the Gemara says now, okay, so now we're trying to figure out, we said that if you had the most stumim that are not being used, it falls to Nadava. Why? The Chathas is in there. How can it go to Nadava? Reish Lakish says, Xer Sakasa. Rav Yochanan has a Pasuk. So Bishlama the Rav Yochanan, Damar Halachihi, Ben Nazir, Amtu Lahachi Stumim in Mufurashim Lo. Remember, there was a distinction whether it was most stumim or most Mufurashim. Most stumim we say goes to Nadava. Most mufarashim was a different way to set them apart. So I understand now a distinction between Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says there are halacha moshe misinai by most stumim. There's no halacha moshe misinai by mamas mufarashim. Fine. So that's the difference. It's sort of like what you tell your kids. I told you so. That's what it is. That's simply the way it is. But Ella, that's Rav Yochanan. Sorry, Bishlam Ola Rav Yochanan Amar Lachi Ibn Nazir Amtu Lahachi Stumim in. Mufarashin lo el Reish Lakish lechol nidreiem lechol nidvosam ma'ir istumim nafil mufarashin. Reish Lakish has a pasuk that says any leftover from your karmanos goes to nadava. So why should it matter whether it's mufarash or sasam? It's any leftover goes to the karban. Why is there a distinction between mufarashin and sasam? What
it sounds stronger?
What do you mean stronger?
Reish Lakish's proof sounds a lot stronger.
Right, because he's saying,
Halacha Moshe Mishnai. No, because Rav Yochanan is saying, this is the way Moshe said it, and that's it.
Right. Well,
we don't know that.
But, okay, so you have a Masorah of Halacha Moshe Mishnai, but the Pasuk leaves us with a query, though, is if you're learning it from the Pasuk, there's no logic to make a distinction between Stumin and Mufarashin. Reish Lakish has a logic to make Stumin and Mufarashin, because I said here, but I didn't say here. Okay? So, I keep saying the wrong way. Rav Yochanan has the Halacha Moshe Mishnai, Reish Lakish has the Pasuk. So Amar Rava says Mufurashin lo matzis amart. You never would have thought that if you had Mufurashin, if you had the money that's left over and that it was explicit what it was for, that it would go to Nadava, because Kfar Paska Tanabe Rabbi Shmuel, because we already have a limud that was learnt in the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, which says as follows. It says Rak Kachicha Asher Yu Lecha Unidarecha. That's the pasuk. So he says, "Rak kodshecha asher yihu lecha unidarecha." I just want to read the full pasuk again. Let me just grab it here so I have it in front of me. I don't know why this Gemara has pesukim in the back. I like it when they're on the page. Rak kodshecha asher yu lecha unidarecha tisa uvasa el makom asher yivchar Hashem. Your kodshim should be for you, and your nadarim you will carry and bring them to makom asher yivchar Hashem. So what does Tanya Rabbi Shmuel learn from that pasuk? He says, "Bivladei kodshim ubitmurasa makasa medaber." This pasuk is talking about the offspring of your karbanos and the tumuras of your karbanos that you bring to the Beis Hamikdash, right? What? I don't get any of these things. It says, "Rak kachecha asher yihiyu lecha." Rash Mesfarish says, "Mihein osan kachim shehein achshav vaasidim lahamid acheir tachdeihem." It says, "Rak kachim, they're kachecha you now asher yihiyu lecha, and it will be you again in the future. Which kachim you have now that you can also have in the future?" That's, I think, I was touching with kachecha asher yihiyu. They're kachim now and they're yu. Right? Mihen osun kachim shehein achshav the asidin lahamir achayim tachteyem shiriba kasev asher yihu lecha havi omer. What are these? These are vlade kachim v'tumrasan. Umahi takanasan. So right, what's the talking about? What's the matakanasan? How do you what do you do with them? It says tisa uvasa elamakom asher yivchar Hashem. You have to carry them and bring them to the Beis Hamikdash. You bring these korban. Tamura, it's kodesh. If you do tamura, it's kodesh. Offspring of a korban is kodesh, except for chatas. We'll see that in a moment. Right, it's one of the chatas amesos. Right, so he says abata lamakom asher yivchar Hashem yachol ya'aleim lebeis habechira. You would think maybe you bring them to the Beis Habechira, which is code word for the Beis Hamikdash. V'yimna mehem mayim umazam mishvul shiyamusu. Maybe you would bring them to the Beis Hamikdash and just withhold water and food from them so that they die. Talmud Lomar Vasi Solosachar, and the pasuk says you should make them as your karbonas. You should bring them as his karbonas. Vasi Solosachar Habasar Adam. That's a continuation of the pasuk. Lom Lecha, the teacher, Kederach Atah Noheg, but Ola Nog B'Tumurasa. Thank you for the derech, the way you treat an Ola. That's how you treat it Tumura. And Kederach Atah Nog B'Shlamim Nohog B'Vladehen. That's why you bring the Shlamim also do with their offspring. Why Ola? You don't mention offspring because Ola is male, so there's no offspring. So he says Kederach. So therefore you see that you bring these korbanos, the tmura and the vlados, you bring to the Beis Hamikdash. So yochel af vlad chatas v'tmuras asham. Maybe also the offspring of chatas and tmura and asham. Asham is similar to an ola, it's only male, so that's why you say tmura. So Cain, that the offspring or the tmura of a chatas or an asham should be brought to the Beis Hamikdash and be makriv. Tamar loma rak. You have the words rak, which is a miut, to tell me that the asham and the chatas are the tmura and the offspring of the chatas and asham are not brought to the Beis Hamikdash. Rather, they are chatas dies and the asham is left to graze. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. So, what do we learn here from Rabbi Shmuel, though? Right. The whole point we said is that you never would have thought, you couldn't have said by Rabbi Yochanan that if it's mufurashin, it's mufurashin, it should all be brought as a the leftovers of Mufarashin should all be brought as an Ola. You see this limud that the offspring and the leftovers or the replacement of the Ola of the Shlamim are brought as Ola Shlamim. They're not brought as the Nedavos. Right? I think that's what it is, right?
So we're backing out of the possibility that it can be anything else but them due to the fact that we have limuds on the other ones.
So it has to be Stumen.
Has to be.
Correct. That's Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So that's how we answer the question. Fine. That's how we know. Rabbi Kiva Omer, now they're focusing on, well, Rabbi Shmuel had the limud of rock, right? I don't know, we're going to deal with Kachan for a couple more days. But Rabbi Kiva had the limud of rock, sorry, Rabbi Shmuel had the limud of rock to exclude Asham and Chatas, that the offspring and the tumuros of Asham and Chatas are brought as a korban. So Rabbi Kiva says, you don't need that limud of rock. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech. Harehu Omer Asham Hu. The pasuk says Asham Hu behev yaso yihyeh. That it has to be brought as is, which means what?
The rock's in the pasuk, so why are you arguing with that?
Well, it's a different limud. He says Rav Kiva Omer Einu Tzarach de Einu Mevi LaAsham El Asham Atzmo, because it says Asham Hu. Only it is brought as the korban. Asham Hu. It is an Asham. Nothing else is an Asham. Therefore, the Asham is not brought. The Tamura and the Lad of the Asham is not brought. So, period. So that's how you have over there. That's the end of the sugya. Now it says Katani. So I didn't know what Katani meant. I think the Katani here is like Amar Mar or Gufa, like a Lashon Maseches Nazirus, because it just goes start talking about something we already mentioned before. It says Katani, Yochel Yal in the Beis Habechira.
Wait, Katani's not like a Tanya?
That's what I thought, but it doesn't seem to be. It says Katani is like Weave Stet, it seems to be. How does he translate Katani?
The Bryce says, above his thought.
Okay. Katani. Yachol, usually you would say Amarmar or Tanar.
Right,
you say Katani, you say Amarmar, or you say Tanarabanon.
Right.
Okay. Katani. Yachol Yal in the base of Bechira. You would have thought, this is the Tamura and the Vlad of an Ola or a Shlamim. You would have thought that you bring them to the base of Bechira. You bring them up to the Beis Hamikdash and have them die there. That would have been your Havamina. Tamaloma Rasisa Olasecha. So the Gemara says, why would you ever have the Havamina? The only korban that we know that dies, Amai, Havlad Chatas Hud Garmin Be Misa. The only offspring of a korban that we know that dies is a chatos. There's five chatos on Mesos. One of them is the vlad chatos. Why would you ever have me to say that the vlad of a vlad or a tmur of an usher or of a shlamim or an ola would also die, whether it's in the field or even in the base of Mesos? Why would you say would die? The only thing that ever dies is the chatos. So the Gemara says, "E lav kra, if not for the pasuk, hava amina." Strange. I'm sorry, Yossi. Hava amina vlad chatos b'chol makom. You'd have thought that the offspring of a chatos, if that's born, you let it die wherever it is. But the offspring of other korbanos, you have to bring them to Yerushalayim and have them die there. That's what it'd been. Your havamina comes to pasuk and says no, that you don't. You bring them and you're mock of them. You're mock of them.
Okay. That's
what it says. Okay, kamash malandalo. Kamash malandalo. That's not what you do it. Fine. Next, katani. You also said in the brayso. Yachol af vlad chatos v'tumuras asham kain. You'd have thought also that the vlad chatos and the tumuras asham would also be able to be hukrav. Talmud Omar, Rabbi Shmuel said, Talmud Omar, rak. So Gemara says, lamali kra. Why don't you need a pasuk to tell me that the vlad chatos and the offspring of the asham, they're not hukrav, that they die? It's hilchos gemili. We already have a lach l'moshe misinai that vlad chatos l'misa azil. That the vlad chatos is lemisa. We know that. It's one of the chamesh chatos amesos. So the Gemara says, right, ain't hachanami, you're right. V'kra l'asham hu da'asa. The pasuk has come and teaches really about the asham. And the Gemara says, wait a second. But asham nami hilchos gemirilei. The asham is part of the halacha moshe misin by chatos, which we know, kol she'ilu b'chatos mesa, any one of the five chatos that are mesos, if the same thing happens to an asham, the asham roeh. The asham is supposed to go into the field. It's supposed to, you know, walk around until it gets a mum, and then with the money you buy an ola. So we already know that. So what does the rock come to teach me? We know that the chatos is not brought as a korban because it's killed. We know that the asham is not brought as a korban because it's yirat sheyistayiv. So why would you have it have me to think that they would have been brought as a korban, that you need the pasuk of rock to exclude? So ella, I'm not sure about that. Ella imi hilchasa, if it was only from the lachem oshem sinai, hava amina hilchasa. The ekrevei lo lechai vei lo klum. That this is what you're supposed to do, but b'di'evit, if you were makavit, it's not the big deal. Kamash malan kra. The pasuk comes to teach us the makivlei kamali baseid. You violate this or say by being makavit. I don't know. It says a chatos a mesos. That would have been your havamina. I have a tough time with these limudim. All I have to just say is I have a tough time, and Yossi leaves me alone. It's okay.
I agree.
I mean, that's what you would have thought. That's why you have the pasuk. Okay.
It's very difficult to argue with pasuk. See, that's the problem.
Because we don't understand the limudim.
Exactly. It's a whole Yishalmi bit. You get stuck over there, you can't argue the thing, and then there's no interest in it.
I hear you. Okay. It's going to be short off. Sorry.
That's the problem?
No. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva said, so now it's funny actually, now I think about it. So Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need that pasuk. You can learn it out from my thing. Rabbi Kiva said you learned it out from Asham Hu. But Rabbi Shmuel does need the pasuk because Rabbi Shmuel is using the rock now to learn the Isra Seh.
Same pasuk.
Is it the same pasuk?
Yeah, is it the same pasuk?
I don't know.
One second.
No, okay. Asham Hu is a different pasuk.
Yeah, it's a different
pasuk. So there is a purpose to Rabbi Shmuel.
What? Asham
Hashem Hashem.
Yeah, it's different pasuk.
But Rabbi Shmuel has a specific. Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Shmuel, don't use that pasuk. Use my pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel can say, no, I need to use my pasuk. I need to learn the Isra Seh. Okay, I don't know.
You've had that thousands of times.
I know. All right, so Rabbi Kiva Omer Inu Tzarech Harehu Omer Asham Hu Be'ev Yasu Yed. The only time you bring an Asham is the Asham itself. You don't bring a substitute for the Asham. It is what it is. So Gemara says again, Rabbi Kiva, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that you don't bring the asham that's born, or you don't bring the asham, the tamura of the asham up as a karban, right? Lamali kra Gemara gemiulan law. We know it's the halach Moshe Mishinai that kol shebechatos mesa, any chatos that's killed the asham roeh. The asham is roeh. Meaning we know from the halach Moshe Mishinai that this asham is not going to be brought as a karban. Why do I need your pasuk of asham hu to tell me the asham is not brought as a karban? So Gemara says, you're right, inachanami. You're right. That's what what does the pasuk come to teach us? And here it's a little bit, chronologically, it doesn't make so much sense, Mati. Ki asakra l'derav. The limud of Rabbi Kiva is going to teach you what Rav taught us, which is Five generations later, four generations later, a couple generations later.
Doesn't work.
The Amrav Huna Amarav, it's the idea that later on was explicated by Rav. Right. The Amrav Huna Amarav, Asham Shenitak L'Ri'ya. Okay, you have the carbon Asham. Let's just say it's an Asham, that it's an offspring of an Asham, or its owner had kapar with something else, or its owner died. One of the five reasons why a Chatas would mace, the Asham now goes into the field and it grazes. So what happens? Asham Shenitak L'Ri'ya. What happens, what you're supposed to do? What you're supposed to do is have this Asham graze until it gets Hamum, whatever, and you sell it, and you use that money for an Ola. So the smacks a little bit of Ola in this Asham, which it's true a little bit. The Asham's like a neither here nor there. It's a whole thing about Asham. Asham is a difficult carbon. It's not a Chatas, it's not an Ola. What it is, here it sells, it comes on a Chet like it's a Chatas, but it's shafted like an Ola, it's sprinkled like an Ola, but it's not eaten like an Ola, because Ola is completely burnt, so it's a little bit neither here nor there. So Amarav, Asham Shenitak L'Ri'ya, V'shachtel L'Shem Ola, and you go ahead and you shecht this Asham that is out there in the pasture, you shecht it L'Shem Ola, right? It's kosher. It's good. It's kosher carbon. You have this, the only other time you see this idea where a carbon is one thing and it's shechted, it could switch and become another carbon. And the Pesach becomes a shlamim. But the Pesach is already a shlamim to begin with.
It's a version of a shlamim.
Right. Here you're taking it from an asham and you're creating an ola. You never see that anywhere else. And he says, Asham shenitak l'ri'ya v'shachto l'shem ola, kosher. Taima denitak. The only reason why is because it's nitak l'ri'ya. Once it's nitak l'ri'ya, it already gets a little bit of the shame of the ola, because when it gets the mum, it's going to be sold and one is going to be used for an ola. Halo nitak, lo. But if it's not nitak, if it's not set aside for an ola, if it's not set aside to graze, right? Why? The amakra, hu bivyasu yeh, because asham hu. When it's an asham, a full-fledged asham, then it's an asham. You shecht it for something else, it's nothing else. But when it's set aside to be grazed, then it has a little bit of an ola. Okay, so we're going to stop here in the Gemara. We're going to read a little bit in the Mefarish and the major Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Okay? Only because we're only at 22 minutes and I don't want to go home yet. So, the what's the case of Asham Shenitak L'Ri'ya? So let's look at the Mefarish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 or 9 lines in the short lines. It says Asham Shenitak L'Ri'ya. What's the case of an asham that's supposed to go to Ri'ya? He says, Kemon Timuras Asham. You have made a Timura on an asham. Osha Avar Shnasa, or it's over a year old. Oshin is Kapru Bailaf, or its owner has got Kapar with a different carbon. Osha Mesu, or the asham, or the owner's died. Okay? So, Venitak L'Ri'ya, it goes out to graze. V'yira Achi Yista'ev, it goes out till it gets a mum. V'yimokir V'yiplu Damav L'Nedava, and it's sold, and the money is used for an Nedava, which is an Ola. Right, so what did you do instead? Shehiktish ushchato l'shem ola. So this asham is already grazing in the field. Instead of waiting for it to get the mum and using the money to buy an ola, you shecht it as an ola. Right, Rav says it's kosher. Why? Ho will v'sofo l'cheshayi pol bomum hu nimkar mavim b'dam of olas nadava. So because at the end it will become an ola, the money that you get from it will become an ola. This will be good enough for an ola as well.
It's not really that. I feel like it doesn't
work that way. Let's just finish the Rashi. I get to that. The Kamashmon Taima de Nitok Halo Nitok Av Shaloshach to L'Shem Ola El Shach to Shtam Eino Kasher. But if it's not Nitok L'Ri'ya, meaning if it wasn't sent out to pasture yet, you can't do anything with it. Only because it was sent out to graze does it get a little bit of the Ola onto it, Shem Ola. And if you shach it for an Ola, it's Kasher. And what were you saying?
It's not really correct.
Why?
Because until something happens to it, it's not.
Right. There's a Rashi, I believe, in Zvachim that says that either the Beis Din has to declare it, that it, someone has to say that this Asham is now a grazing Asham. And you make some sort of declaration. You do something to it.
How we work. Okay,
it's a Bichidish.
I may be completely off on
right.
This. How I've always figured that we work on a carbon that gets a mum is as follows. It's set aside this thing, it is this.
Mm-hmm.
When you hit the mum, when the mum happens to the carbon,
exactly.
All of a sudden it pulls it out of the category of what it was,
right,
and puts it into a different category.
So now we're jumping and we're saying that when it comes to the asham that's supposed to graze, it can flip the category even when it's just grazing.
So what? Because and only an asham to
right. Okay, and that's one way. Now, if you look at the next mifar, it says ayin aleph, which I think means inyan acher. Right, inyan acher is asham shenitak. It's kagon shehefrisho. The case is only where you were mafresh an asham, the oven and you lost it, the hifrish acher tachtov and you were mafresh another one, the acher koch nimsa, right? And then he says here, ubah gizvar. This is what you're saying. You have to do something more. The gizvar comes and says, v'amar yinatek zel riya. So this one now is going to go to riya. So sort of the gizvar sort of pushing it. Pushing it to the right. V'ava v'shach l'shem ola, kash l'zark dom l'shem ola. You can continue it to do it as an ola. You can throw its blood l'shem ola. Laso so kalil ka'ola. You can burn it all in his bath like an ola. V'afil v'chadchila. Why? Mishum d'zeh zachar. The ashim's a zachar and the ola's a zachar. V'kache kachim. V'zeh zachar v'kache kachim. They're both zachar and both kache kachim. The ashim v'ola lek in a cave. There's no females by an ola and an ashim. Avashar kachi kachim, but other holy of holies korbanos, like a chatas, sheshachal m'shem ola, what happens? Asul l'zrok damon l'shem ola. The enon kolik ola. If you take a korban, let's just say another kachi kachim, but not a chatas, another kachi kachim, and you set, you shech like shem and ola, first Mishnah Zvachim says, it's karsher el shalvo ola l'bayim shem kova. But you don't treat it like an ola anymore. You still do the avoda like it's like the korban it was supposed to be. What we just did before with the asham is we start treating it like an ola. So he says, he says, but the other ones, ain't a kol ki ola, the kasherin hain, ki hain ki shakon shem ola, el shalol ola ba'am shem chova, but ain't yotzi mi taras na rishona, el b'cheska so kayamen. Kayamen, those have to stay. In other words, it's a big difference. There is some sort of connectivity between the asham and the ola as to what allows this to happen. Because usually you can't, it's fascinating. You want to do even more. Rabbeinu Tam, in this Tosos here, it seems to be over here Mefarish, all of the Rishonim, that on a Doraisa level, it has to be Nitak, or it has to do something in order to become an Ola. Rabbeinu Tam says nothing, it doesn't have to be set aside to grace. You don't even need the mechanics, he says. So, Peirush Rabbeinu Tam, the Hilchos the Nishnis, Kol Shebechatas Mesa, but Asham Ola. We always say, Bechatas Mesa, if it happens to an Asham, the Asham goes Yireh. Rabbeinu Tam says that's only a Din Rabbanan. He says, Me Doraisa automatically. If it's an ashram shemesu bialim, it turns into an ola. They don't have to do anything. It's just like zeir or derabanan that you say you have to make it graze. Rabbeinu Tam says that an ashram interchanges with an ola automatically. So I think maybe the machlokas is how you view the connection between the ashram and the ola, like we mentioned before. The ashram and the ola are both male, right? They're both, what we say, they're both male.
They're both
male. But the Zrika's done the same way. Shtayim, Shem, Arba. A Chatas is like an Asham in the sense that it's Baal Achet, but the Zrika's done differently. The Avod is done a little differently. So where upon the spectrum are you putting the Asham? So Rabbeinu Tam says you put the Asham right next to an Ola. The second the Asham falls off, automatically the Asham, the Ola takes over. The Mefarish, and the other Shalom saying, yeah, there's a connectivity between the Asham and the Ola, but you have to do something in order to make it turn it into Ola. You don't have to do much. You have to either nitak l'ri'ya, or you have the Gizbar has to say something. Something little has to be done in order to make it to become an Ola. Where Rabbeinu Tam says, which is fascinating, he says, automatically, if I have an Asham, and my Asham gives birth, right? Is that possible? It's not possible, though. What? Right, so if I have an asham and I do tamura on the asham,
oh, you have two of them.
Right, or whatever it is, that second one is an ola automatically. That's what Rabbeinu Tam seems to be saying, which is fascinating. All right, bridge version, a bridge slichos version for Maseches Nazir, but we'll stop here.